Hitsradio.com. Who's this?
It's Kimberly Locke calling for an interview.
Oh my gosh, Kimberly, what's up? It's Josh K.
What's up? Hey, Josh.
All right, I love being put on the spot. I knew you were going to be calling, so it's perfect.
You seem a little stressed, dude.
I am. You have no idea. Yesterday, we were like completely like, the station was up, but our studio line was down, so I couldn't do anything. So I was like, ugh.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know how it is.
It's all good.
All right, so how are you feeling today in L.A.? Are you in L.A.? You're in Los Angeles. You're in Los Angeles, right?
I'm in L.A.
Okay, cool. All right, so here's the deal. Kimberly Locke, guys, on the phone, and I knew she'd be calling, but I was like, I put her on hold for a minute. Can you believe it? All right, so
you didn't even give me a chance to say anything.
I know, but that's how I love it. All right, so let's get right to it. First thing I want to mention: Winter Music Conference. You went, right? Or did you go?
Yes.
All right, I got some emails.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I missed it. I wanted to go, and of course, I mean David Guetta, of course. Like, I want to head down there.
Yeah.
All right, so I solicited some questions from some of the listeners as well. And okay. Some of the listeners sent in some really cool emails. I mean, like, really in-depth emails, and I was impressed. Okay, your new album, your new single, Strobe Lights, getting ready to, or already dropped on iTunes.
Yeah, yesterday.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. All right.
The new single, Strobe Lights, you know, came out yesterday on iTunes, and yeah, the new single is out on iTunes. It's titled Strobe Light. I was fortunate enough to work with Randy Jackson on this record. Of course, I was on Idol, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like reuniting with Randy is kind of cool right now. And, you know, we just came back from Winter Music Conference like a couple of weeks ago, and we just promoted the single. And so far, all the feedback that we've gotten has been amazing. I'm really excited to have an original dance record out there on the charts, and, you know, I'm ready to see what happens.
That's awesome. And you know what, Kimberly, like, the one thing that kind of got me, broke me, and I'm kind of backtracking a little bit, but was your Eighth World Wonder.
Yeah.
And it's funny because one of the clubs that I worked at, there was one of the owners, so every time that he opened up the club, he would literally put that on. It was the High Bias mix, and he would put it on and he would have it loop. It would be looped continuously in the club, and it was kind of cool because it was one of my favorites as well. And I knew right away. Yeah, I know. I knew right away that once, just with your voice, I was like, she's going to be hitting the dance circuit. She's going to be doing, I mean, that's where you, like, I liked it, but you're also like hitting the adult contemporary market as well. I mean, you're crossing over in a lot of different realms as well, which I absolutely love. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and listen, that was an unexpected thing for me, you know, being on the AC chart and the dance chart, you know, at the same time. So, you know, it's kind of cool for me to hear you say that you kind of, you know, when you first heard me, you were like, oh gosh, dance is where it's at, because it kind of lets me know that, you know, I'm on a good pathway and a good direction, and that people are going to look forward to hearing, you know, dance stuff from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the AC stuff, I have such a huge, you know, fan base at Adult Contemporary as well. So, you know, there's always room to grow. And as you know, in this business, it's all about crossing over it onto as many charts as you possibly can.
Exactly. One of the questions, let me go ahead and pull this up here real quick. I want to make sure that I give the guy credit for the question, because they're amazing. And it was a lot of it was based on Winter Music Conference, which when I hear people mention that, because I mean, even here in Atlanta, I mean, it's like there's a whole slew of promoters and a whole slew of like DJs, you know, in a big market that's so saturated. And a lot of people go down every year and people don't really even know what it is. It's just, I mean, Miami. It's just a slew of, like, just networkers and promoters and producers and like, top DJs from all over the country and all over the world. And you can do workshops, and you can buy products.
Right.
And stuff. But the main thing is, at night, it just, the parties are just crazy. And, I mean, you never know what club you walk into, who's going to be performing.
Let me tell you, it's the place to be. And I have been to Winter Music Conference one other time prior to this year. But the first time, of course, I was promoting Eighth World Wonder. It was my first time. I didn't really know what was going on. I felt like I ended up in the dance world by accident. Like, all these things were going on, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is brand new for me. What is this whole dance world? So I didn't really experience it like I did this year. But this year, let me tell you, I did everything from the award ceremonies to as many parties as I possibly could, and that's the only way to do it, because all the people who gather down there for Winter Music Conference love music. And I always feel like, you know, the dance world has a different kind of love for music.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the Mansion one night, and that's a club, you know, in Miami, and it was like a sea of people, okay? And there's like a lounge, there's lounge couches and everything sitting around, but you couldn't see any of that because there were so many people like standing on top of anything that they could stand on, just dancing to the music. It was unbelievable. It was like a movie scene.
Exactly.
It was fantastic.
Scott was actually the one, Scott was the one, he didn't say what city he's from, but Scott sent in a question. He basically wanted to know what it was like to attend the Winter Music Conference and to hang out with such influential DJs, producers, and artists like David Guetta, Bimbo Jones, Tony Moran, and Pitbull. And I know, your single's actually kind of been surfacing right now. There's a lot of producers right now that I know that are actually working on your remixes.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you know Tony Moran's going to be all over it. I mean, he's huge.
Well, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
We already have the Tony Moran mix.
Exactly.
I'm blasting it in my car right now.
What do you think? And give a shout out to Tony for me, because I mean, he's known for the long, you know, with the hook just drawn out and everything just there. And I mean, even with David Guetta, I mean, I guarantee you he's going to work on something. But I know Tony Moran is huge. Another question that came through was, which remixes of your last three singles hitting the top 10 on the Brazil dance charts? He says he was surprised to hear Strobe Light wasn't released in Brazil yesterday. He wants to know He wants to know how is it determined which markets get the song and who would be who pushes you. So how does that happen?
You know what I think it's a building. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on this. But what I think happens is that they put it in the obvious markets first, mm-hmm. and then as the song gains momentum, then they start to release it into other markets. Mm-hmm. You know, and then because by the time Brazil gets it, they may get every mix, you know what I'm saying? Like here, we just released the original version, you know.
Yep.
But by the time we get ready to make that release in Brazil, which I do know is going to happen because we've talked about me doing some shows there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it may be that when the song finally comes out in Brazil, that they will get all the remixes all at one time, or maybe they'll get the latest mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's all about building the momentum of the single and then keeping it going.
Exactly.
That's why we do the dance remixes.
Cool. Angela wants to know what it's like to actually work with Randy Jackson, like from before when you first started with Idol to now, and being the first female, the first artist, I should say, to ask to be joined by Randy Jackson on the new dance label. What is that like compared to like when you first met him on Idol and then up to now?
Well, it's really funny because it kind of lets you know that, okay, I've arrived, or I'm arriving to a new place in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Because the relationship that we have with Randy on the show is so different. You know, it's a very guarded relationship. Like, he is a judge of a talent show, so we're not allowed to get that close to him.
Right.
So, but, you know, working with him in the studio can be a little bit intimidating, you know, in the very beginning, I'll be honest with you, because, listen, he sat on the show and judged me.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm like, oh my gosh, if I sing the wrong note, is he going to judge me again? But what I found is the level, your relationship changed. When you go in the studio with somebody, it's a different professional relationship. I had one relationship with Randy on Idol, and now I have a partnership with Randy,
yeah.
Whereas we're working on a project together. And, you know, it's really, it says a lot, you know, for me, because Randy can work with whoever he wants to work with. And the fact that he chose to work with me, you know, it really makes me feel good, and it lets me know that he believes in my talent.
Right. Very cool. On the phone right now with Kimberly Locke. Her new single dropped on the 6th with iTunes. Make sure you get it. And of course, I'm already blasting it, already playing it around. Kimberly, real quick question. Okay, so hearing yourself on the radio, I know that's a huge, it freaks me out too. Sometimes when people are like, hey, I heard you. And of course I go back. I mean, I'm not as big as you, but I'm playing, I play back some of my stuff that I do. And, but as an artist, I know you have inspirations and you have your favorites in your iPod. Who right now, if you were to grab your iPod or your iPhone or whatever it might be and turn on some music, what inspires you as far as your type of genre that, what artist is right there fresh in your mind? You're like, hey, I want to listen to her or listen to him.
Honestly, I love Beyonce. I think that there's just something about, her, the quality of her music and the overall product that she gives us. I really, really enjoy it because, when I'm working out in the gym, it always, it's great workout music. It's just music that's good for anything that you're doing throughout your day. And then, believe it or not, you're going to laugh at this probably. One of my favorites, I love Eminem and Kanye West.
I just played. Yep. And
I have to tell you that there's this one song on my iPod, Till I Collapse, with Eminem and Nate Dogg.
Oh my gosh.
And then Lose Yourself. Those are my two songs. When I'm in the gym, if you're standing next to me, you need to move because I'm about to start going off. this is my jam.
Oh my gosh.
So my iPod's full of, all kinds of, different artists because I think that, I got a lot of Black Eyed Peas on my iPod. Mm-hmm. And all of them, you look at Beyonce, Eminem, Kanye, and the Black Eyed Peas, they're all completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is that they found that works for them, they work it very, very well. And that's what I love.
Any plans of coming to Atlanta? Do you know if you're going to be making any visits?
You know what, though? Actually, I'm doing my first round of press in New York next week.
Okay.
So we're going to get my schedule together. So next week, there should be more information for me. Because, it's almost like they keep it all top secret from me until the last minute.
Of course. But you just kind of go with the flow, which is kind of cool. Because think about it. If you anticipated knowing you had to be here and be here and be here and be here, it would just be nerve-wracking. I couldn't imagine,
it does. It gets stressful.
And you've got good people working for you and working around you. And
I do.
Just with the interaction with your peeps, is how I call it. Totally amazing people, Kimberly. So just so you know, that's my impression. I want to throw you on the spot here. Who do you think's gonna take home Idol? If you're allowed to say, are you allowed to say or?
You know what? Honestly, I think that Siobhan is great, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Big Mike is great. I think that people are putting a lot of, saying that Crystal may win it. But at this point, I still think that there's several people that can really come through and, start to make their mark. But Big Mike and Siobhan and Crystal, they are three that stand out to me. Now, the young guy, what's his name, Tim?
Tim Urban, yep.
Tim Urban. There's something about that kid. There's something about him that people love.
You know what's funny?
He's so young and so raw.
You know what's funny? And it's kind of off the subject, but it's he reminds me of one of those Hollister guys. You know how you go to your local mall, your local shopping, and you walk into Hollister? And that's what he looks like. But,
right.
I mean, you put a guitar and a voice, and he has such a good presence about him. It's he's very marketable. But, I mean, again, you're looking for a recording artist, and I think I actually do think you're right. And it's not about the hype. Mm-hmm. It's not about, okay, well, the ladies love him and whatnot, but you got to have a good presence about you, to even succumb, and even the haters,
absolutely.
So I think you're right on that one. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your one sheet right now as far as what you've actually have done. You got some you're involved in some charity work as well.
I am. Thanks for asking about that.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, once I got off of Idol, it was always important to me, to find a charity that I would work with or just do charity work because I think it's very important, especially when you have a, you know, when you have status or when you have the means to give back, I believe that you should, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to give back in whatever capacity we can. So I got hooked up with a charity called Camp Heartland, which I love, and they send kids to camp every year who are affected by AIDS and HIV. They may have it or they may not have it. Somebody in their family may have it, but camp is a safe place for them to talk about it, where they're not being judged or ridiculed about it. They can just be kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I got attached with them about, you know, actually right after Idol, and I've been working with them ever since. And this year, I'm going to be doing my very own charity event with them in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I'm from. Not that far from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on June 17th, and it's a pajama party, and I've got the Perry Twins. They're going to come out and DJ, and I'm going to perform, and we're just going to have a big old party, and it's all the money goes to raise, goes straight to Camp Heartland. And the fun thing is that we have 10 tickets to sell, and part of the night, you know, we have different level tickets, and we're about to put by the end of the week, there'll be a link on my website where you can go and click on for the party to buy tickets and stuff. But
let me know too, and I'll provide a link for the listeners as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I'm really excited about is that there is a private dinner with me that is, it's a dinner for 10. There's only 10 seats. There's only 10 of these tickets. And people will be able to come and have dinner with me the night after the party. So it's going to be really intimate, really private. It's going to be at the Bonefish Grill in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 10 tickets. Those 10 tickets are $1,000 each, and, you know, I want to give the fans a really intimate, you know, experience with me and have a moment to hang out with me, and then we'll, of course, hang out at the party, too.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited about that, but once we get all the information and get all the links and stuff in the website, we're going to set up a website this week, so we're working really hard to get it up this week, because I'm so excited about it, and, you know, it's always nice to go back to my hometown, and I love, you know, doing stuff for the charity and raising money.
That's amazing. That's cool. And I mean, because you do have a platform, I mean, you know, there are some people that don't actually utilize the platform in a very positive way, so that's
right.
You know, that's what you want to do. I kind of wanted to touch base real quick with you, just to give you a mention. I know you actually have doing some hosting as far as, you know, doing the red carpet events, E! Extra and The Insider, and... Of course, you know, you're doing, you co-hosted several episodes on ABC's The View. But I know just in your one sheet, I've noticed that basically, and by the way, guys, it's Kimberly Locke on the phone right now. Her single dropped yesterday, on Tuesday. Make sure you get it on iTunes. But Kimberly, you're currently attached to host and executive produce Making the Curve. A reality show. Can you talk about that real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that real quick?
Making the Curve is a show basically about. It's a show for plus size women who are, you know, who can't break into the business because they're plus size, and who says that that's right or that's fair. So, you know, I experienced that same judgment being in the business, you know, early on, where, you know, they tell you, well, you can sing backup. But these women can sing better than the person that they're singing back for most of the time. So what we want to do is give them the opportunity to be in the spotlight and tell them to come as you are. We're going to put together a plus-size singing group, and they will be fiercely talented. And the show is going to be about following their stories and watching them grow and embrace who they are, you know, at the weight that they are, and embracing their talent and being able to, you know, show it to the world, because that's what it's all about.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. And I'm just keep me abreast of what's going on. And of course, you know, I'll give you some mentions and whatnot, and give us details on the benefits, you know, on the benefits that you're doing. Kimberly Locke, guys, just a little real quick thing. Kimberly Locke, you've had 8 top 20 adult contemporary hits, 3 number one dance hits, and 8 number ones across various Billboard charts. You've had 3 number one Christmas singles, which led to the holiday tour of Dave Koz. And you're going to keep moving, right? It's all about moving up.
Keep moving.
All right.
It's all about keeping it going.
All right. We're going to go ahead and play Strobe Light, available on iTunes. Kimberly Locke, thank you so much for calling in today, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to...
Thanks for waiting.
All right. You're welcome.
This is Kimberly Locke, and you're listening to a sample of my brand new single, Strobe Light, available on iTunes right now. Go get a copy.
I want to go to the slow motion soul. I want to feel the flow when I'm losing control. Won't you come and take me to paradise? Oh, 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 yeah.
From the Atlanta studios, on air with Josh K.
This is a stupid show.
Yeah!
On air with Josh K.
Hitsradio.com.